"Who would have thought you would have been so silly," said he, "as to put an earthenware stall in the corner of the market where everybody passes? Ah, but let us do no more crying. I see you are not fit for this sort of work. So I have been to the king's palace and asked if they did not want a kitchen maid. They say they will take you, and there you will have plenty to eat." Thus the princess became a kitchen maid, and helped the cook to do all the dirtiest work. But she was allowed to carry home some of the meat that was left, and on this they lived. She had not been there long before she heard that the king's eldest son was passing by, going to be married, and she went to one of the windows and looked out. Everything was ready, and all the pomp and brightness of the court was there. And then she bitterly grieved for the pride and folly which had brought her so low. And the servants gave her some of the rich meats, which she put into her basket to take home. All on a sudden, as she was going out, in came the king's son in golden clothes. And when he saw a beautiful woman at the door, he took her by the hand and said she should be his partner in the dance. But she trembled for fear, for she saw that it was King Grizzlybeard who was making sport of her. However, he kept hold fast and led her in, and the cover of the basket came off so that the meats in it fell about. Then everyone laughed and jeered at her, and she was so abashed that she wished herself 1,000 feet deep in the earth. She sprang to the door to run away, but on the steps King Grizzlybeard overtook her and brought her back and said, "Fear me not. I am the fiddler who has lived with you in the hut. I brought you there because I really loved you. I am also the soldier that overset your stall. I have done all this only to cure you of your silly pride and to show you the folly of your ill treatment of me. Now all is over. You have learnt wisdom, and it is time to hold our marriage feast." Then the chamberlains came and brought her the most beautiful robes, and her father and his whole court were there already, and welcomed her home on her marriage. Joy was in every face and every heart. The feast was grand. They danced and sang. All were merry. And I only wish that you and I had been of the party. The end.
LiteralSystems.com